الطيبين الطاهرين. I should start by thanking both the organizers of the school. Last year also, I had discussed this, told this, that it looked very difficult to start an English medium school teaching religion in the old city initially and then in the new city as well. Both of them need to be congratulated, Kaunain and Sayyada, for taking up this initiative and being persistent with it, not losing hope and keeping on pushing and pushing. I know the kind of difficulty they face in getting the people in, convincing the parents, bringing the children in, getting hold of teachers, continuing with the teachers, with the absenteeism that is possible at times. All that they have taken it in the right spirit, and behind that has been the force of God Almighty. Allah Ta'ala ka bahut zabardast sahara raha hai, kyunki they tried to do a thing which He has created all of us to do. What does God intend from us? He intends nothing. He has created all of us pure, and He wants all of us to remain that purity in life. Not a bad mother, not at all a bad person. He has created us pure and wants us to continue that purity with help from Him, from His Prophet, from the Imam, from the Book, and the intelligence which He has given all of us. So where do we fail and where do we falter? We fail because, one, we don't use our intelligence. Two, we don't use the guidance given to us through the Book, through the Prophet, through the Imam, and through the Ulama who have taken the word of God, the Prophet and the Imam, and have explained it to us depending upon the time, the century which they have lived in. The issue is regaining purity. When you send a child to a religious school teaching religion, you are committing yourself to the fact that you want your child to remain pure as he or she keeps growing. Things might have been achieved by us. We might have not been able to achieve the kind of purity which we would want to. But now with the world changing, and the consequences of not retaining purity becoming all the more obvious. Maybe 50 years ago, remaining pure was an easier fact. But today, remaining pure has become more and more difficult. The idea of purity itself has lost meaning. If you are pure, you can be a fool, not an intelligent person. Religion says your intelligence makes you pure. Purity is not the product of ignorance. Purity is the product of understanding. That's how we understand our Imam, that's how we understand our Prophet. Their purity was the result of the knowledge which they had, not the ignorance which they had. And those who opposed them all throughout human civilization were people who were ignorant and whom the Quran calls Ghafilun, Jahilun, Kafirun. They were ignorant. They were pursuing life. They were people who were forgetful. All these attributes of ignorance have been the quality and the hallmark of people who have opposed the Prophet and opposed the Imam all throughout history. So now what we want to be followers of Imam, and that is what Shia actually means. The follower is for the Shia. The same sense which we say when we say Tashiya Janaza. Tashiya Janaza means to follow the Janaza when it is being taken for ghusl and for burial. So when we follow it, we do Tashi. Tashi is from the root Shia. Shia means one who follows. When we say we are Shia of Ali, that means we are followers of Hazrat Ali. Simple as that. And that following will be the result of our knowledge and not of our ignorance. So the school which you are sending your children to is that initial seed. That initial seed which is required to be there for a tree to grow. When when we saw that, the children were raising the question, where is Allah? We are trying to see Him the way children would like to see God, like all other things. But then they were made to enact and say, well, He's everywhere. This part will remain in the child's mind even when he or she has grown to the age of 15, 16 and 17. That God's presence has to be understood, not seen. Today they will not remember it in that sense, but tomorrow that will come back to them and they'll say, no, I don't need to see God, I need to understand God. What we need to understand is more important than what we need to see. Because in seeing, there can be a mistake. We have a lot of illusions in the world. But understanding doesn't have any illusion. Unless you color it with your own desire. What Allah Ta'ala wants and the Imam, what does the Prophet want? This simply is, don't color your vision. You don't color your vision. If you color your vision, what is good might look bad, and what is bad might look good. Religion is that which makes you change and understand what is good and what is bad, and that is what the Quran calls the Quran. It gives you the ability to differentiate between good and evil, not making yourself the criterion. I am repeating, not making yourself the criterion, making Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet and the Imam the criteria. If you are making yourself the criterion, you are centering the whole universe around you, where you are or I am a very, very small particle of the whole creation. Today we are there, tomorrow we won't be there. What Allah Ta'ala says, you cannot base your ideas on your own desire, you have to base it on my desire. And that is what the Prophet and the Imam did. They never based their judgment on their desire. They always thought with that they based their judgment on what God wants of them, not what they want out of God. There are two ways of approaching God. What you want of Him and what He wants of you. If you pursue what He wants of you, He will give you what you want of Him. But if you pursue what you want of God, He will not give you what He wants of you. He will not. This is a very, very good lesson to learn. All these lessons will have to be learned at a level. And the seed for these lessons will always be at the age of 3, 4, 5, 6 and on. If you don't give this basic understanding to children, when the bigger questions come, why am I here? Who created me? What should I do in my life? Should I pursue the path of purity or not? These bigger questions which will arise when the child starts growing 12, 13, 14, depending upon the IQ which the child has, these questions require answers at a bigger level. But if the foundation is not there, the chance of the child drifting and taking the path of the off-repeated way of today's world is more than what it would have been 50 years ago. 50 years ago, the child may have had the opportunity to go the pure way without any instruction, because our culture was such that it had the ability to hold the child on the right path. Today our culture has gone, our language has gone, Urdu needs to be translated. Today I have to speak in English to make myself understood better. So what is actually happening is, when our language is being changed, when our approach is being changed, a lot of what our language contains, a lot of Ahlakiyat, a lot of problems and ethics, all have gone and have been sidelined. And what we today have is to teach the child how best to become an engineer or a doctor. In my life, I have to deal with a lot of doctors. The most qualified among them. From the topmost institutes of India and the world. I deal with them regularly. And one of the biggest weaknesses I find in them is their inability to understand things around them from a detached perspective. You have educated yourself, you know what you have to do, you are a wonderful surgeon, you are a wonderful physician, but you are unable to understand what the world around you is. So if you become a doctor who doesn't understand the world, you can earn a lot, but you will never give children and bring up children who require the kind of understanding to make this world a happy place. To make this world a happy place. So just by qualifying and earning more, you can be sure that you are not going to bring children up in the right way. Money is not all that the children require today. Children require much many more things than money. They require a lot of understanding, and that understanding requires that we also start paying attention to religious values. If we expect that the child goes to the madrasa, learns a few things, come back, no, that won't do. We ourselves need to educate ourselves at a higher level on the religious path. So when the child goes, come back, and is helped by parents on the religious path, that child will have a separate future, a different future compared to a child which went sent to the madrasa, comes back and sees values which are totally opposite of what he's been taught in the madrasa. That kind of dichotomy, that kind of alternate ways of behavior will create a problem with the child. Could lead to a lot of problems, could lead to schizophrenia. There are products in the West, I know, who have, because of the dual nature of madrasa and the home, have become mad. We have to sustain our children with what we teach of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet and the Hadith with what we do at home. We need to synchronize. The reason I'm telling you this is very easy is it is based on intelligence. It is based on logic, it is based on reason, it is based on fikra, the word and the nature of God. What more do we want? We are not following a religion which is based on fancies, whims, superstitions, illogical conclusions. Nothing is supposed to be followed of which we have no knowledge. Quran is very, very clear, it says in Surah Al-Isra, verse 36, that we do not follow that which you do not know. Ignorance is not the vehicle on which you can go to God. Vehicle for going to God is our knowledge. That knowledge has to be taught in the madrasa. When the child goes back, that knowledge needs to be strengthened at home. Can we do this? Should we do this? Are we doing this? These are questions I think I'd like to leave here and say we need to do this for the sake of our own good in this world and for the sake of our good in the hereafter. If we miss the bus of religion, the only bus we will catch after that is the bus of perdition and destruction. There is no other bus after the bus of religion except the bus of destruction and perdition. Though we might look to be very happy on the strange thing we prioritize because of our lack of knowledge. I would have to repeat, strange things which we prioritize in our lives because of lack of knowledge and will not ever agree to seek guidance from the Book and the Prophet and the Imam. Today's world is becoming a very, very strange world. Strange path is looking crooked and the crooked path is looking straight. Because the number of people following the crooked path is so much that you start feeling then why are they doing it? They are the best of scientists, they are the best of doctors, they are the best of engineers, they are the best of people we know. But they are not. Suppose we are guides. We have taken our guide to be people who had very little followers and at times when they were killed, there was no one to carry their body. We speak of Imam Hussain, we speak of Imam Musa Qasim, we speak of other Imams as well, whose bodies were not buried that easily. There was no one to carry their body. So what do we do? Should we follow the path of those who died on truth, despite the fact that nobody was available at that point to even bury them? Or should we follow the lives of those who killed them but had millions ready to bury them? Shiism, the path of Imam, is not the path of popularity and numbers. It's the path of truth irrespective. If a million people say one thing and the truth is opposite to that, you have to follow that. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has a wonderful example. He tells one of his sahaba, one of his companions, tell me, if there is something sparkling on the ground and you know for sure 100% that it is a piece of glass, not a diamond, you are sure about it and everybody says it's a diamond, will you pick it up? The sahabi, the companion says, no, I will not. Then he asks another question. You see something sparkling and you are sure it's a diamond. 100% you are that it's a diamond. Will you not pick it if 1,000 people are saying no, it's a piece of glass? He said, yes, I'll pick it up. Then Imam says, irrespective of what people are saying, analyze it. Go to the root of it, see whether you have the knowledge of it. Once you have acquired that knowledge, even a million people oppose it, follow it. And something opposite is true, follow that. Not on the basis of numbers, for in the basis of numbers, there's only one chance that we will go astray. On the basis of numbers, we will only go astray. What they are seeing on television, people who are dancing without proper clothes are being given honor by our president and prime minister and minister. They are the most shown people in the magazines and the television. Everybody knows their date of birth. Obviously, they have not died, otherwise, we will be knowing that as well. So, with this kind of approach, how do we say you are given an honor? Where the good has become bad and the bad has become good. We need to go deeper, we need to think, we need to understand more of what our elders have taught us, and then take all the possible opportunities, which include the madrasa, to strengthen our belief and the belief of our children. To strengthen our belief and the belief of our children. Once we do that, we will be ending up at the highest point of creation. You are the best of creation, says the Quran. Kuntu khayra ummatin. You are the greatest and the favorite of the people who have been created for mankind. You call who are good and who are believers. That is the quality we should develop. And that is what our imams ask of us. That is what our imams ask of us. Try to regain our purity, try to put our children towards the path of purity, and together create a model of a family which retaining this purity, keep working, acquiring knowledge of the religious kind and the secular kind, and thereby proving to people acquiring religious knowledge is not an impediment and a block for acquiring secular education. Incidentally, it is promoting of what we want to require, the form of secular education. Religion taught properly helps the child to understand physics, helps the child to understand math, helps the child to understand even history if religion is taught properly. Hoping that we understand the greatness of our religion and never allow it to be put on the back burner. Once you put the religion on the back burner, you have lost your religion. Religion has only one place. It has to be in front of you, your topmost priority. The day you put it on the back burner, you have lost it. God cannot come second. In our life, because He has created us, He has fashioned us, our weaknesses need to be addressed by addressing Him and asking Him for help. All things depend on Him, and we are totally, totally dependent on what He wishes of us. And we have the choice. We have the choice of asking Him and making Him do to us what we intend. He is not a zalim. He will do to us what we ask of Him. There is a word in the Quran which says, we have given you whatever you have asked of us. We have given you whatever you have asked of us. It doesn't mean to say that if somebody asks for a palace, you've given him a palace. It means to say that from your heart of heart, what you have asked of us, in the relationship between me and you, I have answered that relationship in 100% manner. On the work, on the level of the relationship between you and God, the result is always 100% from God. If you get one more object in the present, I want a palace, you have put the third thing and basing God's word for your palace. That is not always be answered, and in fact all it is answered, it might not always be good. Yatulitam Vishal is all over the life. Man asks at times of what is evil for him, thinking that it is good for him. This is the work of the Quran. So when it comes to God and if you keep interacting with God without getting the third thing in between, the answer is always there. And it is the positive. We need to understand that. And maybe placing the issues a bit higher, but I'm telling you, once you send your children to the school where they start learning the ABCD, the higher questions which are just hinted from them, that question will be answered by them through their own souls. They need not be tutored for that. But but make them have that seed of religion at a young age. Make them have that seed of religion at a young age. At that point of time, when the difficult questions come, they will answer it from their soul. They will observe it from their soul. And once that has happened, they will come to the state of ainul yaqeen, the yaqeen which cannot be changed in the mind of that person. And at that level, they will be the most composed of people, harming no one, helping everyone, and seeking truth and justice in this world. And that kind of a generation, I think, all of us desire. And may Allah give us a progeny, a family which fulfills this kind of a dua, this kind of a value in which goodness is created and evil is sidelined. And may Allah, through the man, give us the strength to follow their path and retain the purity which God has given all of us. Thank you.